John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Everyone's gone to the movies, now we're alone again.
There's a new book out called Barry Sonnenfeld, Call Your Mother. Barry Sonnenfeld, the famed director, the man who gave us Men in Black, The Addams Family, Get Shorty, one of the greatest films of all time. He's on the line with us right now. Hey, Barry.
Hey, how are you, John?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good.
I've got to ask, did you start out as a cinematographer and then worked your way into directing?
Yes, accidentally, yeah.
Okay. What was the accident that made you direct?
Well, you know, I was really happy as a cameraman. I shot the first three Coen Brothers movies. Blood Simple Raising Arizona, Miller's Crossing, then Throw Mama from the Train, Big, When Harry Met Sally, and I was in L.A. shooting Misery for Rob Reiner, and the producer sent me a script for Addams Family and said, I want you to direct it. I wasn't looking to direct. I was happy as a cameraman. And I said, you know what? Fine. If you can get me a job directing, fine. I'll do it. And then he did it.
Wow.
Well, my philosophy is I regret the past, fear the present, dread the future.
I love that.
But my other philosophy is figure out what you want to do in life and you'll figure out a way to make money doing it. And I figured out film was where I wanted to be and I got lucky and I'm making a living doing it.
Do you prefer directing to being a cinematographer, or is it the other way around?
You know, I loved being a cinematographer. I thought I wouldn't like directing because I would have to spend too much time with actors. as it turns out, the great thing about directing is you get to be even more in charge and more in control. And if you're an only child of Jewish persuasion, what's better than being telling everyone what to do? So now I like directing.
You have actually worked, as a cinematographer, you have worked with a couple of friends of mine. Mike Starr, who is in...
Mike Starr, yeah.
Yeah.
Miller's Crossing.
We went to college together and we're still good friends.
Right.
And Bobby Slayton.
Right, who is in Get Shorty. Get Shorty, yeah.
Short scene, but a good one.
Slayton is great. He's so funny.
Yeah, he is a very, very funny man.
Yeah.
But speaking of funny, do you actually walk around with a laminated picture of how you like your steak done?
Absolutely. Get it's in my wallet as we speak. Yep.
Who are you, Larry David?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that you should mention Larry David, which is that, you know, Larry and I both worked with Cheryl Hines, and we each asked Cheryl who was more neurotic, and Cheryl wouldn't tell us for years because she was afraid whoever lost, who was less neurotic, would feel insulted. And Cheryl was on the Letterman show one night and said that I was the most neurotic person she had ever worked with in her life. And a week later, I'm eating breakfast at some hotel in New York. And from across the room, I hear Larry David's voice. And he's furious, yelling, Sonnenfeld, you claim you're more neurotic than I am. You're eating eggs with yolks. You're putting butter on your bread. You're eating bacon. And I yell out across the room, extra crispy. Yes, I do have a laminated photo of a steak that I got out of the Sky Mall catalog.
Okay.
And it's perfect. But, as you know, sometimes you go into a restaurant, and what does that restaurant call what you think you want?
Okay.
So I show the waiter or waitress the photo, the laminated photo, and I say, what does your restaurant call this? And she looks at it and she'll say, oh, that's our medium rare plus. And then I'll say, I'd like my steak medium rare plus.
Okay.
The secret is never to say, cook it like this. Because that's like giving an actor a line reading.
Right.
And it's why Sweetie and I got kicked out of a restaurant in Custer, South Dakota.
And if there's anywhere you're going to be insulted about someone saying something about the chef, it's Custer, South Dakota.
Hey, Barry, who's the most neurotic actor you've ever worked with?
Jesus.
Is that a can of worms?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, who isn't in their own special, adorable way? Oh, boy, I wish you had written that question down and given it to me weeks ago, because there's just so
that's
many.
That's a list that's so long.
It's a list that's so long, but Let me just say, I'm the most neurotic person on the set.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I'm surprised that you could direct Get Shorty, considering that would require getting away from Travolta's hugs.
You know what? I had to give him a lot of foot massages.
Barry, can you tell us the story about you breaking your hand on the set of Men in Black?
You know, Will is from Philly, and he's really, really strong, and I was really bored on the set because there's a lot of lighting and stuff, so I decided to trade punches with him. And every time he hit me, I would crumple in pain, and every time I hit him, he would laugh hysterically. So I decided that I was going to hurt him, and I hit him so hard I broke my fifth metacarpal in five places, and he laughed uncontrollably. Years later, he separated my shoulder. I had to have rotator cuff surgery. This is on Men in Black 3. My wife took a photo of me with tubes in my nose, you know, just coming out of surgery, sent it to Will. Will's response was, "That's hilarious."
And so are you, Barry. Barry, if you are ever in Philadelphia, please contact me. I got to take you for a meal. I got to do something. I haven't had this much fun in an interview in I don't know how long.
Oh, thanks, guys. I loved it, too. It was a pleasure, man. I'll speak to you soon.
You take care. Barry Sonnenfeld, his new book, Call Your Mother, Memoirs of a Neurotic Filmmaker, is available at Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.